Hello, dear friends, and welcome back to the Minimalist Lady podcast. My name is Camille, and my mission is to help you live a more balanced and happier life. To do so, I use several tools that you probably know, which are minimalism, conscious living, elegance, and books. If that is something you are interested in, keep listening. Today, the topic I would like to cover with you is productivity because, well, we talk a lot about productivity together, either here or on my blog. And the point is that I never really defined what productivity is to me. And I think it's very important to do so because I thought it was quite obvious, but it apparently isn't because, well, I have kind of a lot of questions about my own definition of it. So I think it could be a really great thing that we talk about what I personally like to call the productivity myth. And you may ask, well, why are you talking about a myth? Is there a myth around productivity? And I think that in our society, there clearly is a myth around it. There is this productivity that is linked to what is called the hustle culture. And I don't know about you, but personally, when I go on Pinterest, for instance, I tend to see a lot of posts about the hashtag girl boss or productivity things. And don't get me wrong, I think it's very important that we are productive, that we are doing things, that we're not only couch potatoes, okay? But I think that at some point, productivity became kind of a quality label and became something that we kind of need to have, even though we never really defined it. And I'm not the only person not to define it. I know a lot of bloggers, YouTubers, influencers who are always talking about productivity, but never really defined it. Or if they do, they just say that it means being active, which is absolutely wrong. Being productive is not being active. You can be totally active and not productive, and we're going to see that, mainly the difference there is between being productive and being busy, because there is a misconception that is quite strong around this area. So, first thing first, I want to tackle with you three beliefs. To me, there are three main beliefs that are linked to productivity and that are making it a myth. The first belief is that you need to be productive. It's almost not a question whether you are a student, whether you are a factory worker or a businessman. You just need to be productive, which means that you need to do things, that you need to do a lot of things. And I would even add that in this society, it is expected from you that you constantly do things, which is unhealthy. But that's one of these three beliefs that we have surrounding productivity. You constantly need to be productive. Then the other belief is that you can become a productive person. So there is this label productive person that is going to be put on you if you work hard. So if you work hard enough in anything in life, you can become a productive person. Well, first, I don't think it's true. I think you can be more active in the realm that you love, but I don't think that you can become what I would personally call a productive person, which means that you are a person who is constantly into work, okay? Personally, I am what I would call a born productive person, but we're going to come back to it. And I don't think it's a quality at all, we're going to see why. But I also think that there are persons who were born dreamers, who were born artists, and that is so beautiful. Just don't get into that idea that you need to become what I personally call the productive person. It's just wrong, and your happiness does not depend on being productive. Of course, you can get more productive in an area of life. For instance, let's say that you want to sell your art. Of course, you can be a more prolific artist and become more productive in the way you tackle your art, but you don't have to become a productive person who always wants to work. That's totally wrong, and that's not healthy, okay? And that makes me go to like that third belief to me that surrounds productivity, which is that you will be happy when you are. So you will be happy when you are productive. That's false. Even if we get to the point where we define productivity as that unrealistic belief that you always you can always work in permanence, okay? Let's say that it's possible and that you come to that point where you do that, where you always work. And then what? Do you think that you're going to be happy simply because you're working all the time? That's totally, totally false. And that's actually the point that I would like to tackle now with you, because it has a lot to do with my own personal story with productivity. And I think that I must start by saying once again that I was born productive, in the sense that I was born being someone who is always doing something. I don't know, I'm not sure you say that in English, so I hope you're going to understand. As a reminder, I am French, and that's often something that I'm asked. So yeah, I'm French, and English isn't my mother language, but that's not today's topic. So when I was a child, doctors thought I was hyperactive, so that I had kind of a disease that made me always be active, active, active. I hardly slept, honestly. But the point here is that I've always been that person who works, who does something, okay? Something that is deemed productive by society, because, well, usually the thing I'm doing is not watching TV, you know? It's something that is labeled good, so exercising or working or something like that, you see? But lately, a friend told me that I was kind of boasty when I said that, and I was like, what am I? And I thought, you know, and we talked, and she told me that to her it was a quality to be always working. But I explained her that to me it was a defect, and we talked together about that, and I came to the realization that actually a lot of people thought like her, that I was boasty saying that I worked all the time, but to me, it's not a quality at all. It's something that can make you very unhappy if not aware of what you're doing. For instance, let's say that you are someone like me who is very productive, and you have a friend who asks you to go out in order to enjoy a party together. And you know, if you're like me, you can totally say, no, I won't go, even though you want to go. But you're like, oh my God, I need to work. It's something I really need to do. And you're missing on very important opportunities, and you're missing on a lot of fun, actually. And thus, I don't think it's something good to be productive, if you define productivity as this unrealistic idea of working all the time. And it's also really unhealthy for another reason, which is really the overall health. When you work all the time, you tend to feel very, very bad because, well, you lack sleep, that's a thing, and you lack fresh air, you lack a lot of things that are very useful. And usually with this born productivity comes a lot of stress, because, well, productivity, if you were born like this, usually it means that you are what I would call a perfectionist. And once again, in perfectionism, you have this this word that is perfection. And a lot of people would think that I'm boasty, saying that I am a perfectionist. But no, to me, perfectionism is this thrive that you have. You always want to be productive, to be more productive, to be more perfect. But perfection is something that you can't reach. And thus you have that goal that is just unreachable. And that makes you very unhappy. And that's why I think that thinking that people who tell you that they are always working and that they are very productive are happy because they are that productive is a mistake. I know that out there are people who actually dream of working as much as I do, of being able to put in that work. And I think that it's actually possible for them to put in the work, okay? It's possible to become more productive, even though I don't think that, once again, you can become that naturally born productive person, but you can put that productivity into something that matters to you, okay? But don't think that the persons who were born like that have an easier life than you do. Actually, I would easily give my place for yours if we are talking about that productivity thing around your place, because, well, my dream is to live a more balanced life, and that's what I want to teach you, because it's my journey, it's what I'm doing, and I know that I'm not the only naturally born productive person, okay? But, I mean, really, I have a dream which is balance, and I know that a lot of people have that dream which is productivity, and that's totally fine, but I want to really debunk the myth that naturally born productive person are the happier person, because that's totally wrong. I think that happiness lies in balance, no matter where you come from, you know. The goal is to find that little point where you feel balance. So if you were born productive, balance is going to be reached by trying your best to relax and to enjoy life more. And if you were born kind of not productive, not wanting to put in the work, where it's very hard for you to get motivated to do something, which is not wrong at all, there is nothing wrong here, then you are going to find balance by learning new tricks in order to be motivated, okay? But the point is that in today's society, we are glorifying productivity, we are glorifying work, and thus people who were born less productive have access to a lot of information and have access to the possibility of becoming actually more motivated to do things, because, well, there are a lot of tips. If you type productivity on YouTube, I'm pretty sure you're going to find hundreds of videos about it, and a lot of them are very, very helpful. But people like me, who were born productive, have less access to information that are going to help them actually be more relaxed, I would say. So fortunately enough, minimalism is quite a thing right now. And with minimalism, the notions of essentialism that I would totally like to tackle in a next podcast episode. But really, we have access to more and more information about how to relax, because today's society gets sicker and sicker of productivity, which is to me a great thing. But we still have less access. And when we see all of that content glorifying productivity, the point is that when you're already a perfectionist and a naturally born productive person, you tend to feel like you're not productive enough, which is totally stupid, okay? You are productive enough. But you tend to feel that you're not, because you see all these people working so hard to become more productive, and you're like, oh, I don't work that much to become more productive, but obviously you don't. You were born like this. And that's why I think that we need more bloggers, podcasters, YouTubers talking about how to actually relax and reach balance from the point where you were born productive and you need to relax. So I know it was a very, very long introduction, but I wanted really to put that clear, to make that very clear that you can actually be born productive, but that doesn't mean that you are going to be happier altogether than other people, okay? And I would like to share with you 5 tips that I have personally used in order to live a more balanced life, and that I hope you are going to be able to use as well. Of course, these tips are more dedicated to the persons who were like me, who feel like they were born productive and who want to relax. But I also think that it's interesting for people who think that they need more motivation to get to work, and who actually are from the other side, you know, who want balance and reaching balance from being more productive. You can also do these things, because I think those are tips and exercises that can be done by anyone, really. You just need to adapt them to your own thing, okay? So the first tip is quite obvious, but I know that not a lot of persons do that. We talked about the fact that YouTube, Instagram, everything was full of persons telling you to be more productive, okay? So if you are already really productive, and if you know it, and if you're here, I think you do, then unfollow all these accounts, okay? It's not rude. Nobody is going to notice. At least I don't think they will. But they don't notice when you unfollow them. But it's going to be very cool for you to do so, simply because when you see all the time these messages telling you that you're going to be more productive today because you're a girl boss, of course it's super cool that it happens, and it's super helpful for a lot of people, but maybe not for you. Maybe seeing that makes you feel bad, makes you feel like you're not productive enough, even though you are already more productive than the person who posted that. So unfollow these people who make you feel bad. You know, next time you're scrolling through Instagram or Twitter, ask yourself if you're feeling better afterwards, or if you're feeling like you need to be more productive. If you feel like you need to be more productive, maybe there's a problem with the persons you follow. I'm not saying that these persons are doing anything wrong, but maybe they're just not meant for you. And that's the beauty of the internet. You can choose what content you come to, depending on who you're following. The second tip is more practical, I would say, and it is to spend time, I would say start with 5 minutes doing absolutely nothing, okay? And when I say absolutely nothing, I mean absolutely nothing. So don't start meditating, for instance. That's not the goal here, because when you meditate, I see you, you're here thinking that you're not good enough at meditation. So don't meditate. The goal here is not to make you feel not good enough or not a good meditator. Oh, how do you say meditator? Meditator? I hope it's that. sorry. But do nothing. And it's going to be very hard. I've already talked about this. I think it was in last week's episode, that it's very long to take 5 minutes to do nothing, but it's going to be very helpful because, well, you can't think that you are not doing nothing well enough. And do nothing, and, you know, I would advise you to simply sit on the couch and look at the wall. And it's going to be long for you who loves doing things, but it's important that you learn actually to do nothing, because it's going to make you reach that balance point, because you're always productive, and for you the only way to reach balance is to actually learn to do nothing at times. And I know that 5 minutes is a lot, but you're going to see that if you do that every day, in a month you're going to be able to spend 10 minutes doing nothing. And it's going to be easier and easier and easier. And it's going to bring that balance point. Of course, the end goal is for you to be able to do actually something in these 10 minutes, but something that is going to be good for your soul. But in the beginning, it's very important that you follow the rule of doing absolutely nothing. So no phone, no TV, no meditation, no deep breathing exercises. It's not the goal here. You need to learn to do nothing and to let yourself go simply, because that's something you're not doing enough, dear productive lady. So do that, okay? Next tip is to find this activity that you love. So I was referring to it. The end goal is for you to use these minutes and these hours. I hope that you're going to be able to take an hour a day at least to do that, but the end goal is to find an activity that you love and that you're going to implement into your day, and that will allow yourself to spend time doing something you love that has nothing to do with work. Obviously, if you love your work, if you love working and you love your job, actually, I can understand that it's very hard for you, okay? But try to differentiate the things that you love that have to do with your job and the things that you love that have nothing to do with your job. I have a post about the fact that you shouldn't monetize your whole life on the blog, and it will be linked in the description box of the podcast. But really, it's important to have a hobby, an activity, let's say reading, for instance, that you love doing, but that doesn't bring any productivity world to it. So that doesn't bring any competition, for instance. So I took the example of reading, but if you are on a Goodreads challenge and you want to read 50 books this year, maybe not choose reading as the activity that you want to do in order to become more balanced, okay? Find that activity, maybe it's drawing, maybe it's painting, that has nothing to do with productivity for you and that you can just spend time doing in order to reach the balance point. Then I would like you to do another thing, which is to write a list of all the activities you do in your day. I'm talking about all the activities. Walking your dog is an activity. And, you know, count them and categorize them in two categories. The categories that have to do with productivity and the categories that have to do with leisure, okay? And, you know, if you have a lot more activities in the productivity category, it means that you need to either suppress activities that are in that productivity category or add more activity in the other category. You can also try to make an activity change category, which means that, let's say you put reading once again, because, well, it's my hobby, so that's something I know. Let's say that reading is in the productivity category because you are on a Goodreads challenge and you want to read 50 books this year. I also have a post about actually this point about the 50 books a year on Goodreads. So if that's something you're interested in, once more, it will be in the description box. But well, let's say it is on the productivity category. Maybe it is time to rethink this activity of yours and to stop the Goodreads challenge. It's not that I don't like Goodreads challenges at all. I myself am on a Goodreads challenge in 2020. But if you have absolutely nothing in the leisure category or like two activities, you can just stop the challenge and say, okay, for the rest of the year, I want to read a lot of books because that's something I love, but I'm not going to count. I'm not going to try to read more and more and more. I'm going to try to enjoy the moment that I spent reading. And you're going to see that it will be very beneficial for you. You need to make sure that there is a balance between the two categories. So between the productivity category and the leisure category. I'm not telling you that you need to have the exact same number between the two. It's almost impossible, okay? But you need to have something that is quite similar. You know, you can have 10 activities in the productivity one, and you can have 7 activities in the leisure category. It doesn't matter. We are not trying to reach perfection here. Once more, it's really not what we're trying to do. But we want to make sure that you are living a life that is as balanced as possible. Not perfectly balanced, because that just doesn't exist, but as balanced as possible. Okay? And to make sure that you live this life as balanced as possible, I have a 5th and last tip for you. This tip would be to rethink your life goal. I'm talking about a life goal, singular form, okay? A life mission. And you need to write this goal down, because it's easier if you can see it in a tangible way. And you will make sure that you are not being productive just to look and feel productive. What do I mean here? It's quite simple. If you struggle defining that life goal or life mission, and a lot of you are going to struggle, personally, when I tried, I was like, oh my God, what is my life mission? And I realized that I was actually productive for the sake of being productive. Let me explain. So if you struggle to find the goal, why are you doing all these things? Why are you working that much? You don't even know what your life goal is, ladies. So you have really no reason to be working that much, because you don't know what you're working towards. So really, it's cool to have 1,000 goals. I mean, let's say that each month you have 10 goals and you think you're being productive to reach these 10, to actually have these 10 goals done by the end of the month. Okay, that's cool. But those 10 goals need to be linked to a higher goal, to a life mission, to a life goal. And if you're not able to find the life goal, then it means that you're being productive for the sake of being productive. And you're finding tiny goals in the beginning of each month in order to feel like you're completing something and you're completing goals. But that's the life goal. I hope it's clear. It's the life goal that you need. It's the life mission that you need. It's not 10 goals a month. If these 10 goals have nothing to do together and do not serve a higher purpose, then they are purposeless, they are useless, and you're working for what? What are you working for? What is the higher purpose? I totally understand that we need to be productive, in the sense that we need to do things, and I really think that human beings need to have goals. Goals in the plural form, if you want, but goals that are linked to a higher goal, a higher mission. But if you're being productive and completing goals, even though you don't know your life mission yet, what are you doing? So sit down and think. If you haven't written the goal in 5 seconds, I mean, maybe it's a long goal, you know, but if you haven't had the idea of that life goal in 5 seconds, it's time to think about a goal. And you will see that once you have that goal, maybe you are still going to be productive because you were born this way. But you're going to be able to take more breaks because you won't be drowned into a number of goals that is totally impossible to have. You're going to know what you're working towards. You're going to know the end goal. You're going to know your mission. You're going to feel driven. And that is important. So really, it's the most important tip of the 5. Make sure that you know why you are being productive. Because if you are doing things all the time, if you are constantly working, but you don't know towards what you're working, I'm so sorry to be the one to tell you that you're not being productive, lady. You're being busy. And being busy is not being productive. It's doing things for no reason and losing time. Ladies, and gentlemen also, because I always talk to my ladies out there, but I also know that there are men who are listening to me. So, no matter who you are, if you recognize yourself in this productive person working all the time, and if more than anything, you have understood that you were working all the time, but that you didn't know why, I hope this podcast episode helped you see that productivity was not an end goal, that productivity was a mean to an end, and that no matter your personal end, the actual end that you need to follow, the actual end that you need to want is balance. You need to find balance. And the tips I gave you today are only the tip of the iceberg, really. There are a lot of things you can do that I have not mentioned today. And if you would like me to talk about more ways to find balance for productive people, then just tell me, contact me on the blog. I have my contact category ready. And I will definitely do that. Also, make sure to have a look at the description box of the episode, because I have a lot of posts ready for you that you can read if you want to go deeper into that topic. So it was a pleasure to have you here today, and I talk to you next week. Bye!